today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Late 60s folk rock warmth with Shoegaze Shimmer. Jim and Patrick and Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Bob Peterson calling in with my April new music picks. My first choice is from Brett Newsky and the Bad Inventions from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Their new release is called Have a Thing, Miss Your Moment, Wait for the Revival. Now, Newsky is the epitome of a DIY artist. He writes all his music, he self-produces it, he does all the cover art himself, and he only records on analog tape. What's more, he refuses to release any of his material on the streamings. It only comes as physical product. And I know he's on Bandcamp, so if you're interested, you could check it out there. But I know Brett Newsky is well known in the community because I learned about him from Keith Jacobson and Adam Koop. Brett has a style that Bandcamp describes as folk grunge or garage Americana. What's more, they say Have a Thing blends 60s-era Bob Dylan's freewheeling lyricism with the crunch, grit, and melodic bite of 90s alternative rock, showcasing Newsky's production style of a lost Velvet Underground tape. Recorded straight to cassette in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the project leans into the imperfections that make analog charm so enduring. And the song I'd like to feature is called Banking on Never Breaking Down Again. My second choice comes from the Minneapolis psych rock band Magic Castles and their new album, Realized. The band is led by Jason Edmonds, and Bandcamp says that he blends late 60s folk rock warmth with shoegaze shimmer. Recently, when Patrick Foster played Magic Castles on his Rock in the Suburbs radio show, Red Hot and Brew, Vasant Ramamurthy commented that he thought they sounded like Spiritualized, and I think that's a pretty good comparison. The song I want to play for you, Marianne, to me, reminds me a little bit of The Church.
Finally there, and it made her stop. You better go hide all that stuff.
My last choice comes from Coal Mine recording artist Parlor Greens and their latest release, Emeralds. The band is a soul instrumental group featuring Tim Carman on drums, and he plays in the band GA20, Jimmy James from the Delvin Lamar Organ Trio on guitar, and Adam Scone from the Sugarman 3 on organ. Their sound is reminiscent of Booker T and the MG. Scone plays some tasty organ similar to Booker T, and James plays guitar reminiscent of Steve Cropper. The song I want to feature is called Eat Your Greens, and incidentally, it's a song that I'm featuring this week on my radio show, Midlife Crisis, on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio, Thursday at 4 Eastern. The theme of this week's show is fruits and vegetables. So check that out, as well as all of the other great shows on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. And keep listening to the podcast. Thanks for checking it out. Crunch, grit, and melodic bite of 90s alternative rock.